Welcome to the Self-Defined Human Podcast. I'm Michael Corman. This is a podcast about meditation, radical acceptance, music, art, and things that will trigger you, because that's good. That's what this is about. It's about triggering you. I want to make that clear, because I think there might be some misunderstanding. Today, I'm going to talk about boundaries, psychological boundaries. This is a continuation of what I was talking about in the last episode, dealing with the drama triangle and the empowerment dynamic. How do we protect ourselves against persecutors? This is the thing with victims, right? Victims have to set boundaries. I should warn you first, okay? This might trigger you, this episode. It might trigger a lot of you. I hope it does. I really hope it does. And I hope you tell me about it, because I'm kind of in the mood for a fight. I really hope that this triggers you. I hope that, because it's going to, I'm telling you, okay? Because this is something I hear. I hear this all the time. It's such a common meme, okay? The idea that, you know, your problem, the reason that you're being victimized is because you're not enforcing your boundaries. You're not enforcing those boundaries. You're not being clear about that. You're not being consistent with that, right? You need to be consistent. You have to have these rules that you've set, that you've written down, and you've carved them in stone, and you carry them around with you, and you've tattooed them on the inside of your eyelids, and they're always there, and you know what they are, and you're just ready to pull them out anytime anybody starts to attack you. You've got those boundaries, and you better make sure that they know about it. You better make sure that you tell them about those boundaries. Because at the end of the day, it's their responsibility to make sure that they don't violate the boundaries, right? This is what I hear. I hear this all the time. And that's the expression, right? Is that people will violate your boundaries. They'll violate them. And you'll say, you know, when your friends do this, you know, you'll say to them, hey, you violated a boundary. You crossed a boundary. Is that what you do? People have said this to me. They say it all the time. Well, I've had enough of it. Now it's my turn to violate some boundaries. I'm going to do it. This is all about victim blaming, okay? Let's get that clear. I don't think it's clear enough. Hopefully it is now. Hopefully it is now clear that you understand that I don't respect your boundaries. That's not what this is about. This is not about respecting your boundaries. Because you see, I view myself as a challenger. When I'm a challenger, it's like, my job is not to make you feel comfortable. That's not what it is. Your boundaries are not there to make you feel comfortable. I mean, I don't care about that. See, I'm not going to put that responsibility on you with my boundaries. My boundaries are not for that purpose, okay? It's not a weapon that I use against you. It's not a test that I put my friends through. It's not the idea. That's not what this is. See, a boundary, it's all tied up in the idea of the challenger. A boundary is a rule that you have for yourself. This is why you do it. It's why you should do it. It's a test that you apply to yourself. So if I say I have a boundary, like, you're not allowed to talk to me that way. You can't talk to me that way. That is my boundary. You can't cross that boundary. Now, that's not, again, not your responsibility. It's my responsibility. So if you start talking to me that way, well, now I have a responsibility to do something about it. I'm not going to put that on you. What's the point of that? Is that what you think it is? Like, the point of boundaries is to train your friends? Like, it does not make sense. You don't have control over what other people do. stop trying to control it. You have control over what you do. You only have control over what you do. So that's what you want to do. You want to take those boundaries and use them to help you. This is the way that you're going to respond to challengers. If you're viewing them as persecutors, then it's a different game you're playing. Why even have boundaries in that case? I mean, why do that? Why do you have boundaries when you view other people as persecutors? So that you know when they cross the boundary that now what? Now you're justified in fighting back? What? What is it? If they're a persecutor, then why do you need a boundary? But see, people in the victim mentality don't look at it that way. They're very reluctant to call people persecutors. Why? I mean, because then you're a victim? Is that what it is? Very reluctant to call people persecutors outright. And yet still somehow that's how you look at everything. But you won't say it. My friends would never talk to me that way. You crossed a line. Give it a rest. Come on. Obviously, your friends are talking to you that way. Why else would I talk to you that way? I mean, this is your responsibility. Like, you do something about it. You know, do you want to be my friend or not? If you do, deal with it. Deal with it. Like, this is your responsibility. Good, have your boundary. It's your responsibility to enforce it, not mine. Now, if, I mean, this is, you know, this has to be said. This has to be said because I can't stand this anymore. You've all crossed a boundary, you know that? You've all violated my boundaries. Now I'm holding you accountable. I'm not going to tolerate this anymore. I'm going to speak my mind. This is your problem now. Your problem. Not my problem. I made my boundaries very clear. Very clear to you. I've said this over and over again. And still you continue to do it. You refuse to listen. You refuse, even though I've said it. Not my responsibility to teach you. Not mine. Come on, a real friend wouldn't treat me that way. Oh, that's it. I'm just going to have to set a boundary now. Once and for all, I'm just going to have to stand up for myself. Enough is enough. I've been putting up with this for far too long. And it's not just you. Everybody treats me this way. Enough is enough. So what do you do when somebody's giving you a hard time? What do you do? What do you do about that? See, do you view yourself as a victim or a creator? I'm going to assume that you view yourself as a creator. That's how I'm going to look at it. I just won't look at it as if you're a victim. That's not of any interest to me. I won't look at it that way. I refuse to. That's my boundary. See, when you start acting like a victim and you start talking to me as if you're a victim, I'm going to set a boundary right there. I will not go there with you. I will not treat you as a victim, no matter how much you're insisting that you are. I'm just going to treat you as a creator. That's it. Very simple. And if you call other people persecutors, I'm not going to go there with you. I'll listen to it, sure. You can talk to me about those things, but I'm not going to go there. I'm not going to agree with it. I'm not going to play along with that. When you tell me that someone else is being a persecutor, I'm just going to hear them. I'm going to hear it as if they're a challenger, you know, as if they're a good guy. Like they're the good guy in the story. Because this is your adventure. This is the thing you're trying to do. This is your creation. This is what you're trying to create. That's how I look at it. So you should look at it that way too. And when you look at it that way, you know, things are going to be a bit different because the concept of a boundary is going to change. Because you're going to see that, well, what the challenger is doing to me is a good thing. Like, this is why I'm on this trip, is to face these things. See, this is what a boundary can do for you. It can help train you. It can teach you something. It's like, that's the exercise you're doing. Like, you want that. You want those opportunities to enforce boundaries. I was talking to a friend the other day, and the story that I was hearing was, you know, her mother is somewhat controlling, and my friend hears from other people about the mother's behavior, and she feels some responsibility to protect those people against, you know, from her mother. And that causes a lot of stress, a ton of stress, because, you know, if you feel responsibility for someone else like that, then it's like when they're upset with you, when they're annoyed, well, now suddenly you have to drop everything and tend to that problem. So her response was, and what she's been doing is, you know, when somebody gives her a hard time about this, she says, you know, don't talk to me about it. You know, go talk to my mom. Like, she's a grown adult. She can, you know. Like, don't bother me about her behavior. And that's fine. Okay. I mean, sure. Because, you know, she sees a need for some boundary there, right? Like, people can't just say these things. And, you know, and her mother can't be imposing that on her. I mean, it's a huge distraction. Like, how do you live your life that way? But, you know, let's go a little bit deeper into that. Because that mentality, like, you know, you're viewing people as persecutors. You're viewing your mother as a persecutor. You're viewing the people that are getting on your case about her behavior as persecutors. So, you know, let's turn the whole thing around and looking at it from the empowerment dynamic. And you want to view everybody as challengers because you're the creator. You're the creator. It's all about what you're trying to create here. And see, you can use these things as opportunities. Opportunities, they're exercises, they're challenges, they're ways of, they're things that you can push against to help you move in the direction that you're trying to move in. So the boundary here, it's like if somebody's saying to you, hey, can't you control your mother? Okay, look, you, the person saying that to me, you're the one with the problem. You know, you're the one who feels uncomfortable because of my mother's behavior. Don't make that my problem. It's not my responsibility to take care of your feelings right now. That would be, like, that's what's happening right here in the moment. This is very different from putting the responsibility and saying, well, it's not my problem. It's not my problem. You know, go talk to my mother. Her problem. No, put it back on the person saying it to you. But Michael, isn't that the drama triangle? Aren't you viewing yourself as a victim and you're viewing the other person as a persecutor? No, that's not what it is. I'm viewing myself as a creator here. Because what I'm doing is I'm learning how to talk back to people. I'm learning how to create boundaries. That's the creation. And every time that somebody brings this up to me, every time that somebody gets on my case because of how my mother is behaving, is another opportunity for me to practice. It's another opportunity for me to build that creation. These are good things, and you want to seek out these opportunities. It's not about the language. It's not about that. It's not about the form of it. It's not about whether you are calling yourself a victim, whether you're calling somebody a persecutor. Those are just words. The difference between a victim and a creator is not about the language that you use. It's about the function of it. It's about how it actually works in practice. It's totally different. See, the creator is very intentional about the creation. You deliberately decide what you're going to create, and you go around, and as things come up, you use them as opportunities to help you, because you're the one who decided what the mission is. You decided where you're going to go. You decided that ahead of time. And you will use these things, every one of them, as an opportunity. But the victim doesn't look at it that way, because the victim says, I'm just sitting here just trying to do my own thing, and all of you people are messing it up for me. That's the victim mentality. It's the exact opposite. The victim is inherently about the idea that we don't want to change. We don't want to adapt to the circumstances. But the creator is about change and about adapting to circumstances. It's not about whether you are reacting to other people. The object of the creator is not to be a statue, totally motionless, totally oblivious to anything. That's just another form of victim. Because you see, the environment changes, always changes. So you can't, this is a total fantasy. This notion that you're somehow gonna develop, you know, create this suit of armor where nothing is ever gonna get to you. That's a complete fantasy. It's totally unrealistic. It can't happen. The environment that you live in is too volatile for that. Just can't happen. It's not possible. You don't even want to go there. Your object is always to be flexible. And flexibility means that you're able to adapt to your environment as the environment changes. And from one perspective, this is going to look like reactivity. It's going to look like you're just reacting to what people do. You're just letting them control you. Sure, yeah, let them control you. I mean, you can't stop that from happening. They're going to control you. They just are. The question is not, are they controlling your behavior? The question is, are they pulling you away from your mission? That's the thing. Your creation, the thing that you're trying to make. Now, if what you're trying to make is, I hope, something, some behavior patterns where you are an independent human being who is capable of pursuing the things that you care about, and that you are trying to create good in the world and not simply avoid evil. If that's what you're trying to do, okay, great. And that is there's a certain type of boundaries that are going to help you with that, a certain type of defense. You have to understand the distinction here, because from a naive point of view, they look so similar to each other. They really do. So similar. You know, go look at my Facebook account. I mean, you have to be my friend, I guess. But yeah. You know, you may say, Michael, you certainly are acting like a victim. Yeah, okay. I act like a victim. I mean, that's your perspective. That's the way you're telling the story. If you want to be a rescuer, you're going to tell the story that way, as if I'm acting like a victim, because you want me to be a victim. Rescuers love victims. It gives you meaning. It gives you purpose in your life. When I'm a victim, you get to help me fight. You get to help me whatever. And if you're particularly enlightened, you might say, I'm going to help you become a creator. I'm going to help you get out of this victim mindset. Uh-huh. Okay. Now, I hope you're doing that as a coach and not as a rescuer, because if it's as a rescuer, it's going to be stressful for you too. Because I'm being a creator. No matter how many horrible things I say about other people, I'm a creator. Because I'm not trying to create peace and quiet. That's what the victim does. The victim is an anti-creator. The victim wants to create nothingness. But the creator wants to create something. And what I'm creating are behavior patterns in my own nervous system that are deliberately chosen. I choose them very deliberately because this is the kind of responses that I want to have. When somebody is acting this way, when somebody's bullying me, when somebody is whatever they're doing, I want to create something. I want to have a response to that that works for me. And that's going to involve, it's going to involve diving right into these things, into these dynamics where it's like, you know, they, because that's what they're doing, okay? I mean, they're bullying me. They're acting like a persecutor, okay? So that's the frame that has been created, and I have to dive into that and deal with it. That's where you have to clean up the mess. It can't be anywhere else. You can't just detach yourself from the situation. That's just not going to work. So triggering is good. It's very good. You have to trigger. You have to go right into it. Can't avoid it. Everybody wants to avoid it. I get it. Everybody wants to avoid it. It's not going to work. It's going to cause more problems for you. Because that's the agenda that you had to begin with, was to avoid these things. But don't avoid it. Go into it. When you set boundaries, when my friend is trying to set a boundary here, when these people are getting on her case about this, see, anything that she says, if the idea is just to get them to go away, just to get them to stop, bad idea, it's not going to work. If that's what she's doing. Now, she wants to learn how to stand there, you know, like a tree in the wind, right? Like you're not letting it blow you over. You have to be able to wave back and forth. So you have to go into it like, yeah, this is going to happen. People are going to say these things and this is how I'm going to respond. And it's fine. It's fine if they say it because I'm going to respond this way. I'm not going to resist it. I'm just going to respond. And that's going to feel challenging. It is. Not going to feel easy because that's not, these are patterns that, you know, they go back a long time. A very long time. And that's like, you're fighting against your own conditioning, but that's what you have to do. And then that becomes the game. That's the adventure that you're on. You know, you go through life and these things come up and it's like, okay, here's a conditioned pattern. Let's see if I can just roll with it and, you know, just not respond to it. Just not go with that particular response, but pick something else. That's different from saying we're going to avoid the situation altogether. It's good when people say these things. So I hope that she will willingly go into these situations. And not view them as something bad, not view them as something that need to be avoided, because they don't. Every single one of them is good. Every one of them is a new opportunity to practice. Practice not allowing other people to pull you into their strange victim world, where they get to say things like, your mother's misbehaving. I don't want to have to deal with that. Well, you know, tough luck. You have to deal with it because it's not my problem. You're the one who's feeling uncomfortable right now. Don't make that my problem. Stop acting like a victim. Mm-hmm. If you're uncomfortable that I'm a victim, again, your problem, not mine. You deal with it. You need a therapist. Don't put that on me. I'm not the one responsible for that. I'm doing my own thing here. I'm creating something. You see the difference between that and the actual victim mentality? No, you don't see the difference. And you shouldn't see the difference, because the difference only exists in my own mind. It's an internal subjective experience. The words may sound just the same. That's the way our language works. I mean, the whole language that we speak is based on the idea of victims and persecutors. It's really hard to find another way to talk. You know the difference inside. You should know. You don't know the difference, then that's where you need to put your attention. Are you trying to create something? Or are you trying to avoid something? You got to practice this. It's like you can't just listen to me talk about it. It's not going to do anything for you. It's all just intellectual. Do it, okay? Like live your life, figure it out. Figure it out. Okay, that's it for this episode. And check out the show notes that are going to be on my website, michaelkorman.com. Check me out on Instagram at no.michael.here. Twitter, nomichaelhere. Wherever else you can find me. If you like this podcast, if you get something out of this, please write a review. Okay, rate it somewhere. I don't know, wherever you do this, Apple Podcasts or whatever. I think that's what it's called, right? It used to be called iTunes. I don't know. But it's really helpful for me if you do that. Not because it's going to help other people see it, but because I want to know what you think about this. Okay? Even if you have something bad to say, just do it too, okay? It's going to make this whole thing much more fun for everybody. All right, see you next time.